Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is a man of the Israeli right. His Likud party is secular and historically expansionist. Netanyahu only grudgingly embraced the idea of Palestinian independence. He is no stranger to tough negotiations with the U.S., and Martin Indyk, former Assistant Secretary of State and former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, he's now at the Brookings Institution, is no stranger to Netanyahu. Indyk says that for the indirect talks between Israel and the Palestinians to go forward, Netanyahu has to comply with a demand from Washington.
What's critically important is that he say publicly, and more to his government than to the United States government, that there is not going to be provocative acts in Jerusalem, whether it be new zoning approvals or demolitions of Palestinian housing or evictions of Palestinian families, while we're focused on this indirect talks. That's critically important here.
Does the government that Netanyahu leads today, given who its his coalition partners are, is it capable, in your view, of reaching an agreement with the Palestinians, either in proximity talks or further down the road in real talks?
Well, not easily, but I think it's important to look at the composition of the coalition. The Sephardi religious party, Shas, whose minister was responsible for this particular egregious zoning decision last week, are not committed to holding on to the West Bank. They're much more politicians trying to meet the needs of their constituencies, religious Jews who in particular have housing needs, they have large families. And so if they build in West Jerusalem rather than East Jerusalem, it's not that important. Then there's Yvette Lieberman, who heads up this Russian immigrant party. He's the foreign minister, but he's actually a radical territorial compromiser because he wants to separate Israel from the Arabs. And so he's ready to give up a lot of the West Bank, and he's also ready to give up the Arab suburbs of East Jerusalem. Bibi's big problem is with his own party. The Benny Begins and the Bogi Yaalons don't believe in giving up the West Bank. And there are people to the right of them within his own party. That's the challenge that Bibi has. But the reality is they have nowhere else to go. If he decides to be a statesman, he has a safety net of the center and the left that will support him. And he has these other parties that will go along. So I think he's in a much stronger position than anybody like Yitzhak Rabin or Ehud Barak, who would come from the left, had when they tried to make territorial concessions in order to achieve peace.
Martin Indyk, you talk about other contemporaries of Netanyahu's within his own Likud party who remain profoundly ideologically connected to the West Bank and really believe that Israel should retain it. What's your sense of him? Do you think that he still has that core Likud revisionist Zionist view of the world, or has he undergone any profound transformation on that score?
My sense of Bibi from working closely with him some time ago was that he was much more a Republican, that is a genuine conservative, than he was a Likudnik. He's a fairly pragmatic politician. And so if you ask me what's at his core, it's a conservatism. It's a kind of Thatcherite Reaganism. But I don't see that it's a commitment to Judea and Samaria. But when he goes home at night, it's a different story. And there his father and even his wife and his wife's brother, who's got some headlines today criticizing the United States, the Hevra, the people he lives with, are hardline Zionist right-wing ideologues who don't believe in making concessions to the Arabs and don't believe in giving up territory.
Well, he's now at something of a crossroads. I suppose he could decide that he could tough it out with President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton and enjoy enough support either from the American Jewish community or other American supporters of Israel that they wouldn't have to give in much. Do you think he's up for that fight and for that pugnacious relationship with Washington, or does he have to get this behind him?
I'm not sure. I tend to think that he will try to get it behind him because the politician in Bibi knows that the Israeli people will not reward him the next time he may have to go to elections for mishandling the relationship with the United States, especially not now in circumstances where Israel needs the United States to deal with its existential threat from Iran. He understands that it's not a good idea to get into a fight with the United States.
Martin Indyk, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Martin Indyk, a former U.S. ambassador to Israel, who's now vice president and director for foreign policy at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C.